When I was a child, this was the kind of drawing I would draw when I wasn't sure what to draw next. This is assuming I wasn't ritualistically drawing all of my family members over and over like they were in peril of forgetting their children or siblings. And also in the unlikely event that I had grown tired of drawing brides in fancy dresses. I grew up with the Rocky Mountains just on the edge of the horizon, so my attempts at grand vistas always included them. However, children who grew up without mountains as part of their environment tend to not include mountains, and will instead include rolling hills or some other device to note the horizon. But utilizing the elements of the picturesque appears to be common. It seems that many children in Canada, when drawing the landscape, will default to using picturesque compositional devices. Is this because the picturesque is an instinctual way to communicate the land? No, not at all. It is largely because of Canada's connection to British traditions. Every free photo calendar from a grocery store or bank will have at least a few picturesque landscape photos. So many inspiring computer wallpapers, nearly all the good vacation photos, and a variety of moving Canada tourism commercials in Canada use this compositional device. As a former British colony, some cultural communication devices don't die when legal ties are cut. Canada has a tradition of using the land as a way to bind the country together. Landscape painting was used as a way to seem to legally claim the land that had been taken in breach of British law. Landscape painting was used as a way to call the diverse and widespread settlers of the country together. Landscape painting was used as a way to advertise the region's riches of natural resources and alluring adventures. The Group of Seven were a group of seven settler artists, plus Tom Thompson, with the purpose of creating Canadian art. This new Canadian art had to be autochthonic, native, born from the land itself. Words like indigenous and native were to describe this new national art. It must be free of outside European influences. First Nations must never appear, nor can French Canadians. And as a result, the group traveled by boxcar, although they were all more or less financially stable, on the newly completed CPR railway across Canada as a service to the government, documenting the wilderness. Major air quotes on the documenting and wilderness. Over hundreds of years after Reverend Gilpin codified the rules of the picturesque, on an entirely different continent, those same rules were being applied over and over to make highly marketable art and to strengthen the cultural heritage. Hierarchy of painting genres in Britain. Remember how painting genres were dealt with in a hierarchical order in France? It wasn't much different in England. History painting was still at the top, still life at the bottom, landscape and portrait and genre in the middle. But before the sudden interest in nature in the British landscape, the lowly landscape painting was only slightly better than paintings of somebody's dog. The hierarchy ran historical painting, portraiture, genre, landscape, animal, still life.